You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ, and I am Gina Della, your host, and I am here with Ross Sabaki.
Are you going to say something different? I was waiting to see.
I was trying, but I couldn't think of anything. I was going to be organic and nothing happened.
That's what I was going to say. Was she going to say the same thing? Good morning, Ross. But no, we got something. Nothing.
But I do have something to say to you.
Oh, fire away. I'm ready.
Yes, I do. So Ross was on a trip, a vacation that starts with a B.
A Boundary Waters.
Boundary Waters. And that's very boyish. And he has a lot of bugs. And I thought about you the whole week. Now, when I asked you how your vacation was, you just said the one thing you talked about was the bugs were better. I'm like, get out of town because I needed to talk to you about this. So I'm just going to tell you this tip anyways. I'm going to tell every listener this tip and I'm going to tell you you're welcome right off the bat. Okay. 4th of July already happened. There were so many mosquitoes. You went on this Boundary Waters. There's bugs. There's horseflies that are bigger than cows. It's just outrageous that you do this. There is a patch you can get on Amazon, and I might say this word wrong, citronella.
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 Like the candles.
And it's organic, and it's safe for children, and it's like a little sticker you can put. Do you already know this?
I do not.
Okay.
No,
you can put it on your clothes, your shoes, so they don't get your ankles, and it was a lifesaver on the 4th of July. And I literally was telling everyone, okay, I know none of you know my friend Ross, but he takes this trip with horseflies. And it's on. I'm just telling everyone to go to Amazon. You don't have to worry about it. And it's organic. And then my second tip.
Oh, we get two?
You get two tips.
All right.
Because my husband sprays for mosquitoes 8,000 times a year and then they're still there the next day. That's all I'm going to say about that. All you have to do is go to Menards, go to Home Depot and get off that attaches to the hose. Spray right before your party and it's way cheaper, and it works.
And it works. And then it's not on you.
And then it's not on you.
Right, because it kills them in there. Well, I will test that patch out, so next year when we go, I will take it with, because, yeah, that is probably one of the worst places you can go for mosquitoes.
Yeah,
we'll test her out and find out.
I don't even know how many minutes for it. I forgot to start.
I did the same thing. We're off to a great start. I didn't start it either.
Okay, we're at 2 minutes. Ross, do you have anything to say?
I am glad to hear that you had a great 4th of July party. And you're bug-free.
And they carry diseases, so we're disease-free.
What was the second tip? The first tip was now we have citronella patches.
The hose.
Oh, the hose.
Put the off okay. For the mosquitoes in your yard. You already forgot my tip, and it's not even
been a
minute?
I did. I was so distracted by our time
frame. Okay,
for
it. But okay.
I think today is going to be an interesting educational show for me. Is that
yes.
Correct?
We have Katie Sweetman back, and she was one of our first guests when we were brand new and shy. Oh, we're not anymore. We're asking everything. We are going to get all the questions you ladies and men are too shy to ask. We're finding out the answers from our beautiful Katie today. If we only were streaming so they could see she's in her pink per usual. So when we return, you are going to get the answers to those questions you're dying to know. And I know you are because I had them. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host, alongside with Ross. Ross, we're very excited to have Katie here.
We are very excited, and I have a term that I know is going to come up, and I'm very excited for this.
Oh, good gravy. Good morning, Katie. Welcome back.
Thank you guys for having me back.
You were very popular. We had feedback, and that was even when we were brand new, and it wasn't bad feedback. It was really good.
Oh, good.
And it helped me create the questions I wanted to ask you based on some of the feedback.
They're going to be juicy.
Well, it could turn juicy. And you just taught me and Ross and Pancake something we didn't know that we might bring up as well about
boys'
parts.
I'm bringing that up. We're not letting that fall.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Some point that's coming up.
Well, first of all, for the listeners that might not have known us back then, and now, of course, the whole world knows us, Katie, can you just tell us what do you do?
Yeah, so I own a medical spa named Sweet Talks in Menominee Falls, where we focus on anti-aging, skin, and wellness, and kind of self-love.
Oh, self-love. Oh, wait till we get to the other part. Is that self-love? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it is.
Self-love. That's what I'm going to tell Chris when I pay my bills. I'm loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to say, can you love yourself a little less?
Katie. Well, first of all, I want to do a better job of getting websites out. I want you to tell everyone, what's your website?
Okay. www.sweettalks.com. So that's Sweet Talks. So two E's, two T's.
O-X. All together.
O-X, yes. SWEETTOX.com.
So I do want to open up with a question, though. What surprised you most when you created Sweet Talks?
I think the most surprising thing was how much other patients were, like, craving connection with their providers. Because when I was in the ICU and the intensive care unit, our patients, I wasn't able to connect with them as much, and which is a big driving factor for why I started doing injectables. And then it was crazy to see how much patients loved to really be listened to and allowed me to kind of connect with their lives as well as with their anti-aging needs. And that's been kind of like a trickle effect throughout the years. And I'm really surprised at how impactful we've been able to be with that, like, philosophy.
Oh, you know, that's probably the number one thing people complain about when they go to their provider is nobody listens. And here you 100%. Like that.
Yeah.
That's one of your personality traits. I love that. Okay, I'm an open book. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody knows about me, where my family couldn't be the more opposite. I'm like, seriously? Like when my almost 35-year-old wore a onesie and he was 9 months old, my husband's like, dress him. I'm like, you're joking, right? So I loved meeting you, and she's done everything she owns on me.
You're
I don't even
test.
Know. Yeah, I don't care what it is. I trust her with everything. But now that she's poked me, stuck me, injected me, what all the things, popped me. One day I had the hugest zit ever. She even fixed that. It's all the truth.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was a mountain.
Okay.
And you stuck something in there. I was so grateful.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I never knew what's the difference between filler and Botox.
Yeah. And that's common. And most people clump them together. So the biggest, simplest way that I can put it is Botox focuses on the wrinkles that are created with muscle movement. So we put Botox in the muscle to help with the wrinkles that you create from smiling, scrunching your face. And filler is a gel-like substance that we put under the skin to kind of plump or soften a wrinkle or replenish lost volume. Botox takes a little bit of time to kick in, so about 2 weeks, but you get a really good result, and it lasts about 3 to 4 months. And then filler is instant gratification and lasts about a year.
Oh, I like that much better. First of all, I have zero patience. I was going to ask you how long it takes to see results because I have zero patience and I want it now. But I do remember one of the things you did for me. You said, okay, this is going to take a little while. It wasn't Botox. And you said it literally works up to a year and then 2 years. What did I have in my face for that?
Yeah, so that was Sculptra, which is a collagen stimulator. So we have so many different products all across the board, and everyone has a different goal. So you sometimes are like, look, I'm going on vacation. I want to see this result right away. So, like, what can you do that I can see this and feel really good about myself right away? And then there are some treatments that we kind of look long-term for, where it's like, let's invest in the process. Let's restore some collagen. Let's have this last a longer time. And that would be something like a biostimulant like Sculptra. So we kind of have it all across the board, depending on what the goals are for the patient.
Can you in the same appointment do the fast thing and do the long-term thing all in one thing so it's happening fast and does the long one?
Yeah, we can.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, no, yeah, we can mix everything together.
I feel like you mixed it for me last time when I was desperate.
Yeah, we do tons of stuff. We get really creative.
Ross, do you have anything before we break for commercial off of that?
The only one I do is like the you said gel-like substance. What is it? Because it's dissipating in your body,
that.
I'm assuming,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so it's hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
And hyaluronic acid is found in every cell of our body. So mm-hmm. our body accepts that gel as normal, as natural to us. So it's a very natural substance. So it's just this little ball of gel. And there's different thicknesses for different areas. So we have like 45 to 50 different kinds of gel fillers on the market that are FDA approved that we can choose from, which is like, if you think about it, like our paint, different picking different paints.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Okay, yes. Yep, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, I have a feeling people think this is just for wealthy people. So we're going to talk about this because I'm not wealthy. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. All right, get ready. You are listening to What's the Difference? We're back. I'm telling you, get ready. But before, Ross has something he's dying to ask. But I want to talk to you, Katie. So many people think this is just for wealthy people. So let's just get that straight right now.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, I think there sometimes are fair assumptions about these treatments being expensive because they can be. But I think that the most important thing is that when you really collaborate with an injector who has their best intentions of you, you can work within all budgets. And one of our main goals is to do the least amount and get you the most, right? So moving really naturally, slowly, and that helps with costs. But I think when we say like your goals are our goals, that is all encompassing to what you want to accomplish from an aesthetic standpoint, but then also how much you want to spend. We love working within budgets. You can come to us with a price and we can prioritize what means something to you and then work within that budget. And we do that with a lot of people all the time. So I think that's something to remember when price can be a daunting thing with these treatments.
Right, right.
What is an example of, so you're saying cost friendly, some of the treatment, what is it, if you put like an average number, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a really good question because it can vary so much.
Right.
And when you come in, we can make a huge plan that can be, you know, years worth of treatments. And then you can have somebody who is really wanting to save and maybe spend a couple hundred dollars only. And you can do that with quality skincare that we sell. So you can buy a really good skincare product that might help prevent wrinkles. And then you, for me, when somebody comes in, it's really about working with priority. So if somebody's like, I have these lines in between my brows, like that's my number one priority. And then they're talking about, oh, but then I also have these wrinkles here, 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 here. We focus on that number one thing. And we're probably able to do that within a couple hundred dollars as well.
Okay.
So it's just like really listening to what means the most to that patient and prioritizing it along with their budget. But I would say like skincare and Botox are probably the easiest for us to work within budget for.
Makes sense. And I think it's good for people to know like a number, right?
Yeah.
Because that helps to say a couple hundred bucks, that's not a lot.
Yeah. Our average patient for tox or for, I would say for anything, even for lips and tox, spends about $350.
Okay.
So that's, you know, if you're saving up, that's something to kind of remember.
I have to discipline Ross at this time. Hold, please. Our most frustrating question is when someone asks us how much windows cost. And I can't even believe you just put her on the spot. I always tell people when they come into our showroom, a Toyota Camry varies in price by $15,000, depending what you want on it. Oh, my gosh. But you did such a great job.
Because
well, it's
you
the
need
reality.
To, yeah, because I mean, think of me. I have no idea. If it's windows or doors, I can look somewhere and get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that if it's like Botox that I have, I don't have any clue. Is it thousands, right? Is it tens of thousands?
It can be.
Right.
So that's the thing. Gina's not spending $350 with me. So everybody has
different.
That's
why different, I look 29.
It varies so much. And I think that's the important thing for patients and for people to know about this is that you don't have to go all in with it. You can even get a facial that's...
Or start somewhere, right?
Yes.
You need a good place to start.
Yes, yes. And we're always willing to work within the confines of a budget. I have a budget. So it's not like everybody comes in and walks in and is just like, do whatever you want. That's not the reality here.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Well, speaking of reality, I have to go back to what I heard at the beginning of this show because this will not be... I just won't sleep at night if I don't ask this question.
Gosh.
So you said a term of Botox. So I would like to better understand what that is. And I don't want
to
volunteer
to do it. Thank you for asking that question, not me. Greg, do you want to know what Botox is?
He's definitely shaking his head.
He is vehemently shaking his head, yes.
Every guy is, and they're cringing at the same time when you start to explain this, I'm sure.
Yes, so there are very unique areas that we can utilize Botox. I mean, we usually use it for anti-aging, wrinkles on the face. But we can also use them on other areas. And one of the areas that is picking up traction in the aesthetic field is Botox, which is injecting it exactly.
To reduce wrinkles?
To reduce wrinkles and tighten up.
What?
Down below. Yeah.
We got some vanity issues going on if we're coming
for
that.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's just talk a little bit more about that. Do you lube up like freezing gel, back to gel?
I mean, we would numb.
We would numb. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you got a needle.
We would numb.
Do you give the boob for them to squish for Botox?
Yeah, I would.
No, they have a special one. It's a ball.
We actually do have a ball one.
Yes, we
do. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I know.
So we can also
tighten up the sphincter down below too.
Oh,
we're getting both ends done.
Both ends.
Nice.
Do you get a deal if you sign up for both?
I would work out a deal.
Do you want to?
No,
do that?
We've never done that. I mean, really, the reality of it is that is a very niche clientele. It's just interesting how we keep.
It's parts you would have never thought that you could have used Botox for.
Exactly. And I mean, they're using it in the medical field too. So this Botox isn't just for aesthetics and wrinkles. So we're using it for bladder spasms. We use it for eyes.
What do you mean bladder spasms?
Yeah. So sometimes we have these spasms in our bladder that make us either go.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So they can inject
when
it.
You sneeze.
Right. So they can.
Trust me.
They can inject the muscle. There. The muscle settles down. It's incredible. I mean, they use Botox for so many different things. And then we were talking about sweating. We can use it to stop sweating. So we can put that on the hands, the feet, the upper lip even. Some people.
Armpits, you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's really unique. We put them in the traps to contour the trap calves. We can contour calves. It's pretty incredible how far we can go with Tox. It's not just black and white.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're going to see Ross next week with these calves like no tomorrow. We all know what's happening.
Or if I come limping in, you're like, oh, you didn't.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know. I can't even take it. Okay, when we come back, we're going to learn what's our biggest bang for our buck. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della, your host, alongside with Ross Sabaki and Katie Sweetman from Sweet Talks. Katie, what is your biggest bang for your buck?
Yeah, this is hard for me to think about, but I'm really thinking that your biggest bang for your buck of the stuff that we offer here at Sweet Talks is probably Sculptra, because it's going to replenish lost volume, soften lines and wrinkles, and build collagen. So it's kind of like knocking out all three things, and it lasts the longest.
Having been a client now for, I don't even know, more than 2 years, I think, I would absolutely agree. That is my, if I can only have one service, that's what I'm going to pick. I would absolutely agree. Now, I forgot what we were going to ask, Ross.
Well, I think minus Botox, pain is one of the things I think is that probably, that for, at least for me when I think about that, is there a pain associated when you're talking about Botox and injections?
Yeah, so this is a medical procedure. So at the end of the day, the way that we have to provide and deliver these medications usually comes with a little bit of discomfort. There are so many things that we do to help with that discomfort, and it starts immediately with that connection with our patient and understanding their goals, making them feel comfortable in the room. We have amazing numbing creams.
Okay.
ways to numb. We have distraction tools, little vibrator tools. We have squishy boobs, squishy balls. We have laughing gas available.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. We also, you can also request a dog to be in the room with you.
I don't need that.
We have.
You have a dog just on site?
Yes. And okay. She has been requested.
I would imagine. Yes.
Yes. So we have so many things. We have a Zen menu that we do to focus on our patients and their comfort. And most of our patients are very surprised by how quick and easy and comfortable they feel during an uncomfortable situation.
It's not as bad as I will tell you. I can sit there through anything. The only thing that makes me the most nervous is my lips. I'm like, lube it up, freeze them. Now do it again. Do another coat. Do another coat, Katie.
So you can't feel it, is that the
idea? Oh, my gosh, yes.
And it's multiple injections
lip injections.
You do pretty well. You do pretty well with it, though.
And then she's like, oh, one she's more. A perfectionist. So then, oh, one more. She says that 28 times.
Okay, I do. Two more. One more poke. Yeah,
one
right.
More. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I'm psychological. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you physically see it? Is that how you know where you're putting the pokes in?
Yes.
So you can see like an indention that isn't forming with the rest?
Yep. I can kind of see where I'm going with it and where I need to go.
Do you ever feel like sometimes you're a chef, like a pastry chef, and you're filling the donut, just giving a little bit?
I feel more like an artiste.
An artist.
Yes.
Well, there we go on that note. Katie, thank you so much. And again, you can find Katie at www.sweettalks.com.
Got it.
And I'm super excited for next week. And get excited. This might not sound exciting, but it is. We are talking about vision boards and how people truly turn dreams into reality. And we have my true story and Ross's true story. Have a great week. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.